It's the dawning of a new age, a time to set things right and start a new phase. A dark, dynamic, smooth, and true age, a new page in history. Let's move together towards the space age, soaring towards the human race age. The time is right to start a new wave. That's dynamic, smooth, and true age. A new page in history. All right, you know what day it is. It's Tuesday turning into Wednesday on the East Coast. It is totally Tuesday everywhere else. And here on the Big Island, I want to tell everybody that Reverend Roxy is springing forward, that we've been marching forth, that the mission is possible, and you are listening to Insight Hour. Dr. Leonard Horowitz is on the road and has given me this here show to toe. And I first want to give it up to the creator. This is his plan. This is his life. This is his world. And I want to say that I am up for the challenge to seek the good pleasure of my creator. And that's why I know all the people out there that are listening to the voice and to the show can shout hallelujah, because you know that life is sucking it to you and that you are sucking it back by telling them that you are at ease and that you are dealing with all that has to do with the positive aspects of this here probationary term that we have going on. Oh my goodness, I just had to say that before I settled down into this chair, because I'm telling you it is real, it is live, and this is the Inside Hour brought to you by HealthyWorldDistributing.com and Tetrahedron Publishing, and that is those people. Dr. Leonard Horowitz, who has just launched his newest book, which is Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. Oh my goodness, Dr. Len called me today, and he is just bubbling over with the connections. He is getting in touch. People are beginning to really dial in as to what was so wonderful about what Dan Brown did, because he was an instrument of God to begin to put it in our mind that there's something going on, that there is a story here. And then you had the real Da Vinci Code. This man's, everybody's looking, and when they look, they find the spirit. They find the spirit of the word, and the spirit of the word is exactly what is the key, which is the clue, which is the secret. Now, folks, understand this. We do not live life. Life lives us. Understand also that tonight I am asking all of you out there, because I was excited about my caller last week. I can't even remember his name. I hope he's out there listening, and maybe perhaps he'll give me a shout and let me know. But I wanted to let him know something, too, and everybody out there, that it is important that we understand there is a positive. There is a hello? Is someone trying to get in? Because if you are, let him in, let him in. Anyhow. Or it could be somebody trying to call me. What I want to say is that when we begin to really focus on the time in which Da Vinci left his secrets, his codes, his clues in all his work, he was trying to tell us something. See, that's the discussion. You see, this is an individual who was a military contract. This is like, you know, someone like, not even on the caliber, I can't even use it. I was going to say Cheney, you know, really a contractor, but he's the low end of the common denominator of what I'm trying to make the point about. What we're talking about here is reformation. What we're talking about here is information, being entitled to your doubts, knowing that something is not adding up, that the facts are in, but it don't figure. And every time you try to use it, it doesn't support you. See, this is what's happening. And what we and what Dr. Len and all the other valiant people out there in the world are doing is trying to fine-tune this life for perfection. Perfection. You see, it's most important that we also understand this, folks. Well, oh my goodness, I've been reading all about the politicians and how they're courting God these days. And God is on everybody's lips. God, I mean, Hillary is going to church, and John Edwards is going to church, John McCain is going to church. Church is everywhere, folks. Church is everywhere. If you could see the beauty that I'm looking at, the vistas, the sunsets, the sunrises, the steam rises, everything rises. We as a nation must rise. We must rise above fighting, you see. For all the God that there is in the world, for all the Jesus that there is in the world, there's too much fighting, too much arguing, too much not valuing life. For those of you who have just tuned in, you're listening to the Insight Hour. I'm Reverend Roxy, and Dr. Leonard Horowitz is on the road. I am holding down the fort. Oh! And I mean a fort, for it is my fortress, this place that I am in. And God is the witness to the value of what it is that all people are doing. God is all-knowing. God knows everything. And in the time appointed, not a day soon, not a minute too soon, all will be revealed. So it is important that we pay attention to the revelations, and they are going to be coming fast and furious. For that's what redemption is all about, folks. You see, when you get the Spirit, then you begin to look and act like the Creator. For it is said, and I'm paraphrasing, that we are made in the image of the Most High. So that means the Most High look like me. And you ain't seen me yet, folks. I'm telling you, I'm beautiful. And all of you out there are beautiful, too. This is what we're about, staying beautiful. A man who bears false witness and says that what they say is true is guilty of an even more heinous crime, for he puts his word, his name on something that hinders other people from discovering the truth. This is why we must get to the truth, folks. We have got to make sense of it all. And that's why all I can say whenever I get together with people is, let us pray. And prayer is work, and work is prayer. And if we are to do this, we must work hard. We must pray hard. We must ask for forgiveness for not only ourselves, but for our brothers and our families. Because this is very important. There are many, 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 many prophets coming. This is how much God loves everybody. That as soon as we get off the even path, as soon as we start to stray from the righteous way, God sends another messenger. Oh, many have been sent with a good word your way, and many have been killed in a variety of ways. Others have been mocked and locked away, America. This is the truth. Whether it comes to you in a rhyme or whether it comes to you in the nick of time, it is the truth. Let me take a breath here and let me do a little bit of work. You know, HealthyWorldDistributing.com is Dr. Len's baby. This is your conduit to finding the good products, and he is joining forces. I want to talk about one of the things that we do carry. Now, folks, the new catalog may not cover it because it was a mistake, but I'm going to tell you, I come from a long line of domestics. That means I know how to clean a house real good. And I want to tell you now that there's a product out there. It's coming up Mother's Day. And I've been using this product. And I am absolutely amazed at what it does. I mean, you know the old saying, I don't do windows. Well, this machine does windows flawlessly. I am looking out at a vista over the ocean, and I can't see any smudges. I use no soap. I use the ladybug. I'm going to tell you, you go to Dr. Lynn's website. You type in the ladybug. If you can't get it, you call that toll-free number. Let me get it in front of me. I need my glasses here. I got my assistants running around. Get my glasses, because I tell you, I forgot that we had sprung forward. So I'm used to coming on at 7 o'clock, and here we are. It is a new time. I guess that's why I sang that song, A New Age. That's what it was. But as soon as I have some eyes to see, because it's getting dark, I'm going to turn the light on. We'll get back to this here show. But I'm really serious about this product. It is a steam cleaner. It is so light. It is so light. It is so wonderful. It is the most incredible machine I had ever seen. And I decided to use it today, folks. I did windows. I did floors. But the most important thing about this whole thing is that I didn't have to use any soap. No chemicals, nothing. I just use steam. Steam power. That's right, folks. So if you want to know more about the ladybug and you want to know more about what's going on at HealthyWorldDistributing.com and you want them taking order, they're waiting for you. 888-508-4787. That number again is 888-508-4787. That's right, folks. The spirit of health is all these unique items that can be used as alternatives. I am telling you, Mom would love one of these machines, and she's in the clean, and we do know that cleanliness is next to godliness. That's right. Oh, how I pray that my friend will deliver to me a pair of specs so that I may see. They say in the darkness one could light a candle, or you could curse it, but then again, you'd just be running up and barking up the wrong tree. Ladies and gentlemen, in a moment, because I don't want not one day, I should just sing to you, Donkey Caught Up. Uh-oh, here they come. I knew it. See, as soon as I said if I would sing, somebody would hand me some glasses. That's the way it is, folks, around here. What a weather day we had today. It was a wonderful weather day. It was sunny. It was sunny. It was sunny. Water, water everywhere. And we had lots of water to spare. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be talking to you tonight about a couple of things. One of them is the fact that a lot of people have been asking me, oh, well, Reverend Roxy, you know, if all of this is so, you know, so imminent and God is so near, what is it that I need to do in order to prepare? Because I don't know. And I tell them, well, you know, I can only say one thing. You have to pray, because God's laws are fixed. Everything's in the spin. Everything is in the mix. Now, once you understand this, and when you understand it, then you can do one and one thing only, and that is wait. The voice will, you'll hear it. The voice will come. And when it comes, don't doubt. Oh, you know, I tell you all the time, faith is accumulative. Whether you're being sick, or whether you've been fired, or whether you just got a promotion, and it's kind of like the Peters principle, you know, or it might be more like the other principle, you know, levels of competency. Don't let it scare you. It's your opportunity. I learned this a long time ago, folks. I'll give this one to you, too. Opportunities are never missed. Other people get them. Perhaps that's how I got this opportunity to speak to you. Dr. Len go on vacation and says, Roxy, Reverend Roxy, please, please hold my place. Hold the energy. And I said, I can do that for you, Dr. Len, because I love you so much. You're a premier researcher. You done shook him up. And that indication right there of your persecution is an indicator of how much they are covering up the truth about vaccines and this or that and whether or not. We just had a lady come to the door today asking what should she do. Again, she's got school-age kids getting ready to go to school, and they want to give them. She done kept them pure all this time. And then, boom, here it comes. She wants to send them to school so she can go get a job, you know. And in order to do all of this, they have got to submit to battery of tests, hepatitis this, and a whole battery of mixed up things. And I just don't know. You know, I don't know. We're supposed to be following life, and God says that our bodies are our temples. And I just have some, and that's what Dr. Lynn has. He has doubts about this because he's been doing such great research, and all you have to do is start reading some of his books and just bone up on it. And then download that Love the Real DaVinciCode.com. Go get the free downloadable version of the book and listen to some of Scott Huckabee's music that is being played. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get one of my technicians to go over there and get the music and turn it on so you can hear it in the background so you can get understanding of what a wonderful thing this is that we have going on here. Out here with Healthy World Distributing LLC. It is important that you understand that you can get all of this information. You can order all the wonderful products that we're talking about. Oh, here it is. I was looking for this. You know, my desk is kind of messed up here, so I'm just kind of working it as I go along. You know how that is. My mother said, you know, if you get a whole bunch of papers together, your desk, y'all, you're going to end up with what is piles. And I couldn't understand what she was talking about because I always thought piles was something you got when you sat on a cold stoop, because that's what she used to say. Get up off of that stoop, you're going to get piles. And I was like, whoa. And then when I started, you know, I started doing this, I remembered, yeah, if you don't clear your desk, you're going to end up with piles. And I'm piles of paper, piles of everything. But, yeah, Dr. Len is out there, and he's hooking up with a man named Dr. Tom Stone, and they're getting ready to plan an event, everybody. And Dr. Tom Stone, I would do this. I would type his name into the search engine, and then I'd look and see what's coming up, because there's people, there's about 9 of them already, and they're looking for 2,000 folks to attend an event in Las Vegas, and just getting ready right now for the meeting. And as we all know, it don't cost money to have fun. Fun to have money? Oh, it don't cost money to have fun. But it does cost a little bit of money and energy to throw a good conference. And I would imagine that there will be that people will be attending, but it'd be a great time because in Ralph Waldo Trine's In Tune with the Infinite, I'm paraphrasing now because I can't quote these masters, but the long and the short of it is like attracts like in the universe of plenty. Now, see, this is the most important thing for you to do, is to look around and see what it is that you are attracting into your life. And then, if you like what you see, continue on the even way. If you don't like what you see, look up outside yourself and get yourself some help, you see, because the time is coming where you're going to just have to be who you are and know. And this is my big wind-up before I get into some things that are real political, because I always like to start my show off with draw. I'm asking everybody all over the world to withdraw from the negative and gravitate towards the positive aspects of living. This will encourage and make sure that we have survival, that our gene pool will not be denatured by hate, that we will send a resonance throughout the entire cellular microcosm, macrocosm universe of love. Everybody wants to think that it's something else. Let me tell you, Jesus came and he said, I know that Moses gave you 10 commandments, but I'm going to just tell you what. Will you love each other? I command you to love each other. Oh, my goodness. It's too simple. simple, folks, except for the fact that genetically some of us just can't seem to get it. Some of us just seem not to be able to love. And that's what the great work is going to be all about, folks. Opening up our hearts. Now, I said it last week, as I open my heart, let me feel the heat. As I open my soul, let me light that torch. And as I open my being, let life be the juice. Oh, we're talking electricity here, folks. We're talking static electricity. We're talking non-invasive electricity. Healing folks. Wheeling folks. Right up to the healthy world. Yes, right. We got it. The technician is working on it as we speak. And I'm going to give you a little bit. We're going to do this because I got something to tell you. First of all, you got to put a CD in it. And then when you put the CD in it, it'll work. That is how it works. No disc, no music. There we go. I want to tell you something. We're coming up on a 60-year anniversary of a Nobel Prize-winning lecture, and I want to tie a couple of things together here. That's what Insight's all about. It's about discursive thinking. It's about thinking, going to a point and radiating out and taking all of our experiences and identifying with them and seeing where we are having the same coordinates over and over and over again. So what we're talking about here is not a democratic process, but a consensual process, excuse me. And when we begin to think consensually, in other words, levels of disagreement, levels of agreement, if we are all in agreement, move on. If we have levels, talk about them, articulate them. This is how we can guard against antagonistic skepticism. You see, you hear those two words come together. I know a lot of prophets out there and a lot of the people who listen to the inside. We're preaching to the choir, folks. We're hoping that you can get out there and you can grab somebody that don't know nothing about none of this and say something to them, whether it's something I said or something that you thought of. None of us. As soon as we understand this, we'll stop giving out awards and everything. None of us on this planet are speaking from any originality. Once we understand that, then we can give it all up to the Most High. Once we do that. So I understand the whole process here now. I'm 54, getting ready to be 55 years old. I was born in 1952. They detonated a hydrogen bomb in my honor, as if they wanted me to be coming through all of that stratosphere, all of that stuff. You know, ladies and gentlemen, it's important for you to understand that it is all about the music. It's all about the universe, the anniversary of life. It is all about everything that has to do with love. Yeah, my man Scott Huckabee is an extraordinary musician, and I wanted to give you all a taste of what it is that he is doing, and we're going to pump it up a little bit, and I'm hoping that you can hear it as I'm speaking, as I'm talking. It's in the background. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I want to read you something from a lecturer that in Stockholm, Sweden. He gave this lecture about 1947, and he won a Nobel. It was a Nobel Prize-winning lecture. It was on well, to paraphrase it, to get it going, really, it's the production of mutations. That was the subject matter, was the production of mutations. A whole business has come out of this whole idea of mutations, and this is what we here at HealthyWorldDistributing.com and TetraHedronPublishing.org all about. We're about getting the word out about how it is important for us to stay natural. It's important for us to look for life, to look for life and only life, to stay away from the dead materials of the world. And, you know, and we're talking genetics here. That's what's so exciting about this. You know, I graduated in 1970, and DNA was just a little thought in the back of people's heads and little, styrofoam molecules that we used to build together, and they would make us go RNA, DNA, messenger code, blah, 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 blah. And then we get out of high school and we forget all about it, but it's that very, very phenomena that is going to save us when we can really understand that we can heal our DNA through music, that we can heal ourselves through the sound. Now, remember what I said about, and all we have to do is withdraw from the negative. This is what it's all about, folks. Don't look at it. Don't look at it. Gravitate towards the positive. Gravitate towards it. How will you know that it's positive? Because it will create value in your life. You will radiate value and vitality. All of those V words that we love to use in the New Age language are there for you. Take advantage of the thought. Do something different. This is what we're asking everybody to do. Distance yourself from stupid fads and stupid foods and stupid people. People drunk. People who are cranks. You know them. No matter how far down the line they look, it always seems to be blurry and always predicated on our going along. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the insight for this evening. Take personal responsibility for your life and the highest love. I know everybody's been talking about love, but Reverend Roxy wants to put it out there, and I want to be the first to put it out here, because like I said, I do not speak from originality. Everything I am saying to you is coming through the spirit. The highest love that we can demonstrate is the fear of God. Now, God was made, I don't know. I was made, that's for sure. And I was made in the image of God, and I know that I would like to see that person, God, that entity, feel and bathe myself in the spirit, whatever it is. I want to do everything in my life to make sure that I am worthy of God's good pleasure. And God's good pleasure is my good pleasure. And so therefore prophets have come from Abraham to Moses to Jesus to Muhammad to the Dalai Lama, to my man out there, the Indian guy, Gandhi, and all the rest of them that have come. These were people who refused to distance themselves from God. It radiated out of them. When you begin to think about what God would do, that's what you will do. Unless you're stuck on stupid, unless you've been a partisan of evil. On the day of judgment, you will not be able to jump across the divide. Everyone will stand where they stand. And all I'm trying to do is get man to understand that fighting is our most expensive loss. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how much more future generations' resources we can actually exhaust it. And God knows this was not what God intended for us. And it is important that we send this message now that all of our politicians are standing on God and are running on God and are courting our vote through our spirituality. This is where it is important for us to really decide, What is it we want to see? That's why the Da Vinci Code, that's why the book, that's why all of this talk of a period of time, way back when they were inventing the rifle, when they were developing the cannon, when they were creating new ways to conquer new worlds and bringing back people from far strange places and dividing the world up and partitioning it and saying you can have this and you can have that. That's man's world. God, don't talk like that, folks. You get in the spirit and you know you can't own nothing. You can't have nothing. It's all God's. And whatever you have now. And for some people, I want to tell you, for those of you who are looking at stupid and wondering how in the heck does stupid get to enjoy this here life. Remember, the meek shall inherit the earth. Remember, everything comes in the appointed time. Remember, don't look outside yourself. Just stay on the even way. This is the way to do it, folks. We have got to transform. Not only transform, we have got to habilitate. Some of these people have never known love. So we have got to show them what love looks like. And speaking of love, I got a guest tonight. We're going to talk about it. We're going to get right down to it. We're going to plug in this other phone, and I'm going to sit down and have me a conversation with a woman who can really tell you about what it is to live in this country and to have the kind of health things that are going on and try to make it in this world and feed themselves and take care of everything. We're going to be having a conversation with a woman who in my terms of endearment, call her, and she is known as Chef Love Buzz. Because enough of me telling you about withdrawing from the negative. We have to have some experiences. So give me a second, listen to some of this. We're going to set it up, and we'll be right there. Are you there?
Hello, Reverend Rock. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Well, tell everybody your name.
My name is Natalia. Natalia Sonia. And you can call me Chef Love Buzz because I have a buzz of love.
So I had you on air. You know, last week we had Matt Adamson from Raw Evolution.
Right on.
And we had his lovely wife, Jennifer, and they were all talking about raw food.
Yeah.
And I thought we can continue this conversation. I'm going to turn. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Scott Huckabee. I hope you can hear it. We're going to try and incorporate more music into our programs. But right now we're going to lose the music, bring it down, and we're going to come out of this with a conversation with a raw food chef. Who's going to explain to you how she got into, because last week we had Matt Adamson, you know, he saw David Wolf lecture on Howard Stern or heard him on the radio and immediately went raw overnight and now has a big business, Revolution, and loves Euphoria, or Euphoria loves Revolution. Oh, anyhow. thank you for coming and thank you for consenting to this interview. I want to get right off with it.
Definitely.
You were born with a ailment?
I was born, I developed the ailment when I was 11 years old. Prior to that, I pretty much just had a bit of a low immunity in my system from the food that I ate and my environment. I grew up in the city.
What city is that?
Chicago.
Chicago, that radioactive town. Yeah, Chicago. When I think Chicago, I think first graphite pile. You know, it makes me wonder where's all the waste, but anyway, we won't get to that. Because
yeah.
I'm thinking maybe your whole problem could be genetic.
Yeah.
Is it, you have a feeling that it might be genetically?
I think there was just a stress in the family that was not dealt with at a core level, and it was passed on etherically from one person to another, and it wasn't dealt with at a core level in the heart. It was a source of love. It was a need for love, you know?
And how did it develop? What did you develop when you turned 11? What happened?
When I was 11 years old, well, my parents had separated, and I just internalized a lot of the stress. And with a very highly processed diet And living in a toxic environment, I developed sores in my large intestines, and I bled internally, and I had pus and mucus, and I suffered with that for 16 years, actually even longer than that.
Now, what did they try to do to alleviate the problems? Did the doctors have any, what were some of the things that they said it was caused by? What were some of the treatments? What kind of lifestyle did you have through this prognosis, this diagnosis of your...
Well, they didn't even know, they said, what it came from. They had no idea. They just wanted to stick tubes through my colon, project it on the screen, take biopsies out of my body, and shoot water and air through me. And then when they were done, they said, well, we don't know what caused this, but we're going to give you steroids, and we're going to give you antibiotics. And at 14, that's what they did, and I was still developing. I never even really experienced puberty. And then because of that, I became anemic, and then they gave me iron tablets, and then because of that, I was lacking in folic acid, so then they gave me folic acid tablets. And, you know, by the time I was 18, you know, I was pale, I was puffy, I had dark circles, I had no energy, I hadn't even experienced my life. If anything, I'd experienced my elderly years through my teen years.
Wow, that's very perceptive, Chef Love Buzz.
Indeed, yeah.
So anyhow, go ahead, tell everybody what happened. Now you're in your teens, and you're still taking all kinds of medications. Are you still eating? What are you eating?
Well, the thing is that a shift came when I was 20. I met a wonderful lady who showed me all kinds of pamphlets on health, and you know, she showed me pictures of slaughterhouses and just said, you know, eliminate certain things out of your diet, and you know, when you eliminate those, then your body will have room to take care of itself, and it'll be able to breathe and function on its own optimal level. So over a period, you know, from 20, I'm 31 now, from a period of 20 to now, I went from vegetarian to vegan to raw vegan, just eliminating and taking things out of my diet. And it actually took me 7 years to get off of the steroids and the antibiotics, because my body, even though I didn't want it, my body had been so used to it because it had it at such a young age. It took a long time for those medicines, those poisons really, to leave my system and to get off of processed foods, which were really chemically addictive to my body at such a young age and a low immunity. So it took me literally 10 to 11 years to get out of that clutch of processed foods, processed mind state, lack of nature. At 25, I let it all go from Chicago, and I moved to Hawaii, and I needed fresh air. I needed sunshine. I needed to see colors. I needed to breathe, and my body soaked it up, and that's when the revolution happened within, you know. That's when the love embodiment surrounded me within and around, because when you align yourself with God and nature, the blessings start to become cumulative.
Accumulative, yes. I like that word,
yes.
Jeff Lovelace.
Thank
accumulative.
You. Yes.
That's one of my favorites. That and growth.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't see that thing growing. Yeah, that's growing. Good. Yeah, good, good. Yeah, so now what you did, and what I want other people to really understand out there, and why we're talking about this, why at the Insight and Healthy World, Distributing and Touch, we're all talking about doing something different. This is what you needed to do, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes, and
who suggested this? Your higher self and the aids that came, right, to help you?
Higher self. I read a magazine article about raw foods. It was a Giuliano article, and I just said, you know, I was in Chicago. I'd never heard about raw foods in my life, and I said, okay, immediately God, higher self clicked in and said, you need to move to a warm climate if you're going to do this. And so, you know, it took me 3 years to do that, leave Chicago, go to Hawaii, and that's what happened. Higher self led me. And then I went on the silent inward journey, and the soul, you know, God and my soul just spoke to me and guided me through. It took a long time, and a lot of people thought I was overly extreme. However, I will say this, when you are coming close to death, you will take extreme measures that go against the grain, that are in tune with nature, to heal your body and heal your soul and heal yourself.
Ooh, do you hear that? Is that insight, folks? Is that insight? Praise God, Chef Lovebuzz, for your ability to articulate so carefully. You see, you don't have to wonder, folks. You know, you have to look, just take it all apart in your life and really look at what you're eating, where you're sleeping, what you're using. This is not a rocket science. You know, we encourage people to write journals.
Yes.
Don't you keep a journal?
Yes, and I've written close to 100.
100 journals. And I'm sure when you look back on some of those,
oh,
you can
goodness.
See
amazing.
You have a way to judge where you have been and where you are going.
Yes.
Very important to
definitely.
Do. Chef Lovebuzz, now, how did you get that name, Chef Lovebuzz?
Well, when I started making live food, the current of the love ran through me from God, and that flowed through me. God saved my life. These live foods grown from God saved my life. And when I would touch the food, the love of God touched me, I touched the food, and that life force of being saved helped me to put the love into the current of that food. And everyone who would eat it would just get buzzed. You know, they would get bliss. They would smile. Their digestions would just get real happy, and their health would improve. And they'd look at me with this love in their eyes.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. Tell some of the listeners out there some of the recipes, some of the names of some of the recipes, and then what it is that you're using. Because part of the whole idea here, when you're talking about changing your life, it's one moment at a time, it's one meal at a time.
Yeah.
And a lot of time, like Matt, he prepares foods and sends them all over, and people get an idea of what they can do
mm-hmm.
with the food. Give people an idea of some of the things that you do with some of the fun foods that you find here in Hawaii, and just regular foods like zucchinis and things like that.
Well, this is amazing. Okay, so I came from a highly processed, highly processed world of processed foods. So for a person to bridge the gap from that to raw foods, it really helps to please the palate with simple, profound things. Like, I used to really love pizza. And so for me to get off pizza, I decided to make a dehydrated version of a pizza where I would slice the zucchini with a vegetable peeler, make thin slices. I would make a marinara sauce and lay that over there with, you know, tomatoes and olive oil and squeeze lemon juice and Italian herbs. And then I would make this cheese texture out of macadamia nuts and a little bit of salt and a little bit of lemon juice and spread that over there. You would dehydrate that for about 24 hours, and they turn into these little, you know, beautiful crispy pizzas. You know, I have a spiralizer where when you place a zucchini in it and you revolve it, it turns into zucchini noodles. You make a wonderful marinara sauce with sun-dried tomatoes and tomatoes. Think about all your favorite vegetables that would go in a wonderful marinara dish and all your Italian herbs. And you replicate that. And then, you know, you feed your body those things. You get sunlight. You drink pure water. You breathe in clean air. You stretch. You do some yoga. You embody yourself with divinity, love, bliss, and beautiful thoughts. And then your body starts to crave more things, like even more simple things like oranges or tomatoes. And you just start getting into the current of nature. And it picks up. It carries you. It has a momentum that has a natural current. And, you know, it takes you into its loving arms and heals you. You start to desire more of a natural way of living. And you can take things like greens and marinate them in sesame oil or olive oil and nama shoyu and put red bell peppers in there. And it tastes like steamed greens, fine steamed, you know, it tastes like fine divine greens. They're crispy, and you marinate them for like about an hour or so. And, you know, you can take raw chocolate, cacao, and you can blend that into a wonderful drink with macadamia nuts and a little agave nectar, and you have your own, you know, chocolate, not milk, but it's definitely a chocolate, you know, decadent drink that would remind you of a fond time that you had with chocolate milk. You make the replications and replace one thing for another, because when you go from cooked food or vegetarianism to veganism, you got to replace it with something else that will make you satisfied. And when your health improves, everything else improves.
That's very good. You're listening to the Insight Hour. I'm Reverend Roxy, and I'm talking to my guest, Chef Lovebuzz, also known as Natalie. And what a delightful creature she is, singing today. We spent the whole day singing and soaking and steaming and cleaning and doing, and it's just a wonderful thing. I'll tell you, folks, we're not selling anything. We're just trying to get you in touch. You know, you go to healthyworlddistributing.com. You buy some of the things that you see there. You are helping the ministry. You are helping to send the word out. Shows like this, we're able to do more. The more you buy, the more I'm able to make sure that Don gets his money so that we can keep doing this here wonderful thing at bbsradio.com. I give my thanks for this opportunity. I give thanks to God and to Don and all the people out there who are listening, because we are coming together. You know, Dr. Lennon is so excited. I was telling you about the thing that's coming up, and I again want to encourage you all to get in touch with us. For those of you who may want to get in touch with us directly, you can call the number 888-586-4787, or you can go online to www.healthyworlddistributing.com. Again, www.healthyworlddistributing.com. It is also, you want to reach Reverend Roxy, you can reach me at Raisin, R-A-I-S-I-N _ Kane, C-A-N-E, at Juno.com if you want to give me a little shout. I'm looking for some people out there that have accepted their responsibility as ordained ministers to convene a forum for all of us who are in a mission, which I hope many more people will see, is that we have spent the 20th the 19th, and I guess you would have to say the 18th century, distancing ourselves from God and government, and I am wanting to discuss how we can put God back into government so that we can see the G of the G, you see, so that we can go. Chef Lovebuzz, you got another recipe? I like that. I'm going to tell you some folks, I have tasted the zucchini zitas. I think that's what it is. And they are wonderful. And when I'm working or it is full. It's amazing how something so light could be so filling and so satisfying and nutritionally wonderful for your body, because I don't think about eating. I mean, and yet it's just these little wafer-type things. It's incredible, folks. Dehydrate. You want to do Mom a favor? Get her one of those Excalibur dehydrators for Mother's Day. You know, we spend too much money on processed food. I guess, wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I highly agree. Yeah. And then there's too much packaging left over, and there's too much taxing on the body.
Too much.
And then you don't even know what's in it. It's really empowering to know what is in your food when you make it. And your love touches in there.
And there's a lot of things that we need to protect about our food right now that's going on. They're doing a lot of little, excuse the expression, monkeying around with the food. People telling me all about it. Genetics is now crossing human genes with tomato genes so that they don't rot so much until they get to the store. But who wants a tomato that can last for 2 weeks? So we're into looking like we're eating. It's, I don't know. I mean, people, you know, they take the tomato out. This part's still good. And they cut off the white part and they eat the tomato. And I'm like, self life, no life. Good food goes bad, doesn't it? Yes. And that's the thing about eating raw, that it's so live that you have to eat it right then and there.
And the enzymes are intact. They go straight into your body. Your body is alive with spiritual nutrition from the direct of the Creator. And that will always fortify you and fulfill everything. It'll work well in your brain, and it'll tell your brain what to do, and it'll give your brain the proper direction to give the proper direction to the rest of the functions of your body. You are aligned and in tune with the Creator when you eat live food. Electric water, electricity. From heaven, literally.
Literally.
Breathe in the air. You breathe in the Creator directly.
All the more reason why we must protect the air.
Yes.
Because air is first, water is a must,
yes.
Food next, and reproduction after that. Reproduction of our food chain.
Yes.
Well, the chain must be broken, because they're getting ready to go in a very different direction now with our food. And we have to see it. Just like we can't have fast food spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like people more into that than they are in fast food eating than in really soul searching and say, what does I need to do for myself? Ladies, I had a person that calls me and tells me that she's on 6 million different kinds of medications. She's been hit over the head. She's been run over by a car. And I can only think one thing. After all that, it happens to you. I can only pray God is merciful, because you hear still starting, you're still asking, what can I do to have better health? Can you help me have better health? And the only thing I can really say is pray and have some faith. Stop taking all those medications. Maybe one day take only half of that pill. Just eat a little teeny piece of it. Go through the motions. Act as if it may soon be a reality. You may discover you don't need those medications. They need you. They need you. This is what this whole thing is about. And God had to have it this way. It had to go this way because we have, in order to distance ourselves from stupid, we have to know what stupid looks like. Isn't that true?
And identify it and eliminate it.
And eliminate it. And even for you, it's hard, isn't it?
Sometimes it does, because you know what? From a very young age, living on processed, chemicalized foods, I still have times when those cravings come up and try to target my brain and target my body and try to, like, pull me in, and I'm going, whoa, that is a cell memory craving that I have to remove myself from and detach myself from. And it does take faith. It takes complete faith and willpower. You know, every medicine that you will find can be found grown by the divine in nature, you know, and it takes an unwinding of the coil to find yourself again in nature, because this processed world we live in, it is temporary, and for some it is all that they know, and it takes a while to find your current with the electric current and with the air and with the water again.
Wow. I want to thank you, Chef Love Buzz, also known as Natalie, for being my guest this evening on the Insight Hour. I'm going to do my closing now.
My pleasure.
I love you too, honey. You know, our prayer is that God is that we should be saved. And I am telling you now, this is that don't become weak. Do not allow yourself to be tempted. Don't be an unbeliever. Believe. Pray to God. Rely on God. And disassociate yourself from stupid. Disassociate yourself from evil. Imagine what type of life will open up for you. If someone rejects the message of God or God's laws, you need to put some distance between you and that individual. It is God who knows all our needs, and it is God and the worship of God and the sacrifices that we make that will allow us to appreciate His good pleasure. God is independent of all our wants, and all the attributes that are inherently designed for us are all there. All we have to do is distance ourselves, withdraw from the negative, and gravitate towards the positive. So, do something good. Do something good. Join the turtle party. Join the turtle party. Read the Law of the Real Da Vinci Code. Download it. Go to www.healthyworlddistributing.com. Order something. Read something. Buy Mom that Ladybug, that beautiful steam machine, and tell them Reverend Roxy sent you. I just want everybody to stop using cleaning solvents and everything, and steam is one of the best ways to do it. I'm Reverend Roxy. This is the Insight Hour. We're coming down to my last 2 minutes, and all I want to tell you is I love all of you. So if I have any time left over, if I have any moment, I'm going to just let you have a little more. And I want to tell you, folks, I am pleased and blessed to be able to tell you that it is a glorious, 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 glorious evening here as I watch that half moon come up. Thank you very much. I want to just let you know that I love you all.